Grow Kent. June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this 4th of April with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. Thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. I'm still struggling to find all of the tweets, so do forgive me if I haven't read your tweet or read out your tweet. I'm trying to work my way through finding them all.
Well, Denise has sent us a lovely photo of her workmen actually working outside her house. They haven't had a break, no doubt. But thanks for that photo, Denise Wilton.
I've had a tweet from Laura Gillespie, whose pie, P-I-E, accounts on the Twitter, pie accounts, all one word. She says, Vanilla Web, bird on a bite. Jules, can I have a shout-out for the Evo girls meet in Shawn tomorrow, talking about why you have to have a financial plan, in capital letters. So do consider yourself shouted out. If you want to find out about that Evo girls meeting, do follow Laura on the Twitter. As I say, her Twitter handle is pie, P-I-E, accounts, A-C-C-O-U-N-T-S, pie accounts.
And
do give them a follow.
The lovely Martin White has obviously...
He's not lovely.
He's got out of his traffic jam. And
he's escaped.
He had a great meeting with Ryan this morning at Angle Studios. Let's hear it for them. And he says, following on from the chat at Grow Kent a couple of weeks ago, and he's hashtag collaboration. We love a collaborator.
I did see a tweet to you, Jules.
Yes.
From Fruit Bowl, from Fruitworks, but
okay.
I can't find it again.
Well, I'll find it. And
it was a tweet earlier on.
I'll have a look.
If you can.
Yes, I will. Can I read something first?
Yeah, of course you can.
While I'm looking. First of all, it's the first Wednesday networking at Donington Manor Hotel. Thank you, Bird, for the lovely tea as well.
All right.
Dunton Green. I'm going to read out the sat nav for you in case you're going. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 1-3-2, T for Tiger and D for Donald.
She has her own phonetic alphabet.
I noticed that. As a serviceman, I found that quite horrendous.
Yeah. Ginger, ginger, Roger, Roger.
She normally does P for pterodactyl.
Well, it amuses people. So I was actually, some of the listeners actually sent it to me, the proper thing.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't get any laughs.
It was boring, wasn't it?
It doesn't get any laughs, you know. You know, and when people say, oh, I like it when you do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's P's Veronica Tonto.
It's in Dunton Green, the Donington Manor Hotel. It's on the 5th of April. Is that today?
It's tomorrow.
Where am I?
Manana. It's
okay.
The 4th today.
So it's Manana. It's 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Ashford. I like the way you said that. Seven Oaks, and that's the lovely Matthew Webb there chipping in. The Seven Oaks
Leave
and District
him alone.
Chamber of Commerce. And he's got fans in Maryland now.
I know.
First Wednesday networking meeting will be on the... I'm going to get through this email if it kills me. 10:30 to 12. It'll be kindly sponsored by Donington Manor Hotel. It's £10 for non-members. Guests are warmly welcome. There's no need to sign up. You can go to the Seven Oaks Chamber team and there is a phone number. Get your stilo ready. There is an email, which is info@sevenoakschamber.com, and the number is 01732455188. Don't forget, if I haven't mentioned it, Andrew Knott will kill me, but it's the Slope Off Friday. It's 2 p.m. at the Empire Rooms in Ramsgate. Fabulous top chef there, Craig Mather. Come along. It's 2 p.m. Great networking. And we might even get Matthew Webb to come. Who knows?
You may well do.
We might.
ZC Social Media have a YouTube for Business event. Oh, no, sorry, that's finished. That's last week's one. Sorry about that.
The Thomas Beckett Explorer Scout Unit at the Eastry raised over £1,000 for the RNLI last weekend, of which Dr. John is a member, you know. So successfully covering 147 kilometres, kilometres it must be, on an exercise rowing machine in 12 hours. Could you do that?
No.
Chris
Pollard and I did the Dandelion Trust rowathon a year before last.
But Chris was just winging it, wasn't he, on the back?
I can't remember where we rode to, Milan or somewhere.
Yeah. Mm. He says that's equivalent here to 4 trips across the channel. That's the group scout leader, Graham Barker. He barked that out. It was an amazing event with 15 explorers aged 14 to 17 sharing the rowing in 15-minute legs. and the teamwork and spirit were fantastic, and they'd like to thank all of the leaders and parents who sponsored. So that was Tilmanstone Salads, Intercrop and Veg UK for their donations, and also Dover Rowing Club for the loan of their rowing machines. So that's the Thomas Beckett Explorer Scout, and the scout leader is Graham Barker.
Fantastic.
Well done, guys.
Gravesham Community Awards. Do you know someone who's gone the extra mile for the benefit of others or the community? Why don't you nominate them for an award? The awards are for people living or working in Gravesham and contributing to the community. The closing date for nominations is the 7th of April, so that's not long. Awards will be presented at the annual council, and the mayor will be making the announcements on the 9th of May. So if you'd like to nominate someone for a Gravesham Community Award, if you go to the website gravesham.gov.uk/home/community.
You've just mentioned council again, which has got my goat. Is it yours, Matthew?
I'm doing this just to annoy you.
Because we know that Canterbury City Council are all on holiday till the 11th of April.
Oh, no, you never mentioned it.
No, apparently. Muesli Mafia Networking, 7.30 to 9.30. Breakfast is included. If you're a member, it's £24. If you're a non-member, it's £25.80. And they say, join us for serial networking business B2B meetings with a full English included. The next one is the 13th of April at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, and then the 28th of April for your diary is the Ashford International Hotel again, and then the 10th of May, when I'll be winging my way to South Africa, is the Warren Metro Sports Club in Bromley. Did I tell you I'm going to South Africa? And you can book at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Where are you going?
Cape Town.
Are you?
Yes, I'm doing a little bit of work and then some.
So you're off to South Africa? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I am. I'm having my roots done on the 10th and then flying straight away. But do you know what I'm doing?
I see what you mean. I wonder where she was coming from there for a minute.
I hope you don't react to the altitude. Yeah.
Well, you men don't have to have roots done, do you? Because you've just got partings.
I'm lucky if I've got roots left. Let alone
Little wide partings, haven't you? But do you know what I'm doing? Because British Airways has been so awful. If you tweet and look at British Airways,
here we go, another rant.
The food. My new
husband, they not answer their phones?
My new husband came back on the red eye from Chicago after a business week, and they woke him up at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. bird. They were landing at 7 at Gatwick, and they offered him for breakfast. This is the business red eye from Chicago. 8 hours. They offered him a Nutri-Grain bar for breakfast. And he was furious, and he got home, and it was a scandal, because I had to do a full English then. So we're now not flying BA, we're actually going, they're the only direct to Cape Town, so we're having to go via Joburg, adding another 3 hours.
Just for breakfast?
Because I will not fly BA, so we're going with Virgin.
Are you?
Who are much better.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
Virgin. You get two Nutri bars.
I'm not having a Nutri bar for breakfast. I mean, what is that? It's full of sugar and rubbish.
Was that in club class?
No, darling.
Oh, well, there you go. Now
he has his own business. He flies with. If I'm going with him, we sometimes swap. He has a business.
He puts you in baggage.
I nip in. We came back from Singapore, where the government paid for us, and we did fly a business class. But when it's us paying, he refuses.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know. I might actually pop some in and go.
We've had a tweet from Andrea Barker, and she says, "Dear Paul, team, and guests. Having a great show, really loving it, and I also enjoyed being on the show last week. Could I have a shout out, please, for my workshops?" And her workshops are Develop Your Confidence, and they are taking place on the 7th and the 14th of May. You can find out all the details and book your place by following Andrea on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Andrea BC Coach, all one word, Andrea BC Coach. So do give them a follow.
She should have a bark out, not a shout out.
A bark out, yes.
Yeah. Maidstone Business Awards. The awards are now open for nomination. The award dinner is on June the 14th at the Great Danes Hotel. They're looking at startups. If you're recognising a new startup that's shown a clear path to success, please nominate. Small business, so you're a standout small business that's achieved constant growth. They're looking for creative and digital. Can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media? Customer service. Don't think British Airways will be going in for that. Can your business show that you offer high quality?
It's a good job no one listens to this show, otherwise we'd get into so much trouble with all this.
But they have
nonsense.
Done on occasion, haven't we? We have been in trouble. Rob Harris?
Yeah, you have. You got me into trouble, yeah.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur, are you well known for your entrepreneurial flair? Paul Andrews, perhaps? But you've won that award once, haven't you, already? Innovation, have you brought new ideas to life, whether that's that idea is big or small? And hospitality, are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance and success? Go to businessawardskent.co.uk with a little / Maidstone and a small hyphen and awards.
Keeping in tune with our council orientated show today, I've got an email from Kent County Council.
No.
Yeah.
It must have been before they left.
Yeah, no, it says, dear Paul, please shut Jules up. No.
Is it from Marbella?
No, no, it's not. I need your help, please. We need an enterprise advisor for Homewood School. It's a volunteer role requiring commitment of around a short term, 6 weeks. So at Homewood, which is in Tenterden, they have a 6 week term. And it's 1 day commitment as a volunteer. And you can do that face-to-face or you can do it virtual. The role is generally strategic and may include some delivery by the enterprise advisor. The enterprise advisor will be a business leader in middle management, a director, a CEO, MD, or self-employed. And the enterprise advisor will work with school leadership team and their careers coordinator to enhance the school's enterprise and employer engagement strategy and activities while using the wider Kent employee activity network to provide access to a range of inspirational activities and resources. So if you're interested in doing that, in helping a school with their enterprise activities, and I have to say it's a very worthwhile thing to do, and as you most of you know, I'm involved with a lot of schools and colleges. If you'd like to get involved with the Homewood School in Tenterden, if you can contact the enterprise coordinator at Kent County Council, who is Munya Badzi. And Munya's email is munyabadzi@kent.gov.uk. Let me spell his name for you. It's munya.badze@kentgov.uk. Or if you want to find out more, drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I'll tell you more about it.
Of course, also the Kent Life Food Awards are coming up as well. The nominations are now open. You can find that on my Twitter line, Kent Life Awards. Nominate your food heroes in Kent, please. 30-page solicitors have forged a reputation as a leading regional law firm built upon a rich heritage of professional excellence. Acknowledged by the Legal 500 and Chambers Independent Guides to the Legal Profession, you can be confident in the legal services provided by specialist teams of solicitors. They offer straightforward and cost-effective legal advice across a wide range of areas. And there will be an Employment Law Update 2017, which is on the 27th of April. Please go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, events, Employment Law Update 2017. While we're on that, Paul Andrews, I wonder if any of your listeners can put me forward or recommend a really good sort of probate solicitor, because you know we're these new laws coming in.
Yeah, new probate acts, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit panicky about it all. Yeah. My mum wants to see someone, so...
So, recommendations, please, people. A good probate solicitor.
And what do you need, a probate solicitor or a tax solicitor, or who's best? A bit both.
Well, it's a little bit of both. But I mean, a probate lawyer will be the person to talk to now, because you know that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Introduce that tax. So that's...
I feel Matthew's not listening now. Look, he's got all his fans tweeting.
No. I was listening actually.
Well, yeah.
Probate's very relevant.
Yeah.
My mother died last year.
We still
haven't sorted.
No, I know. It's how I'm actually going to pay for my funeral next week myself, because I want what I want.
Oh, you think multitasking? I know you probably think men can't do that, but
I know men can't do that. Living with my new husband.
Just going back to a previous theme, I've just had a tweet from Gemma Fairclough, talking about lawyers. She's an HR lawyer.
Yes,
Gemma Fairclough Haynes, and she says, "I'm 4'11".
Mm. She can't be.
Yeah.
She is.
She's got a voice like a big girl.
4'11", yeah.
Wow. You, going back to Matthew, you had a great tweet there, didn't you, from one of your people about what you've been saying.
I did have one of our people at SOS Kent just posted something from that Charlie Elphick, one of our Kent MPs, has been saying.
Dover, yeah.
Where is it?
You've got to find it now.
No, I can find it quite quickly. So... Charlie Elphick has just been saying that key roads need to be upgraded right now. The M20 lorry park, which we need to prevent the entire road system breaking down in the event of port problems, is under threat. Vested interest, greenies and grumblers who don't care what's best for Dover and Deal are seeking to stop it. Mm-hmm. Well done, Charlie. Yeah. Making a complete tit of yourself, as usual.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, he's the MP for Dover as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He should know better.
But he doesn't.
Okay. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Talk to Bird.
We're going to talk to our next guest.
Is it me? No.
Yeah, it is. It's you. Yeah.
I'm not going to rant either.
Are you not?
No.
Have you had no problem? You've had no run-in with the councils at all?
No.
Right.
Yeah, but we've had enough of our two.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah.
But can
yeah.
I just say, when I was doing the Facebook Live, so you were Facebook Live, we had so many people commenting saying what an amazing conversation. Mm. And it's so emotional what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it affects us because that could be anybody anywhere
yeah.
in their house,
yeah.
in their home.
Minding their own business.
Exactly. So
suddenly.
So you have had such an effect. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's one of those things that a lot of our politicians have not have failed to grasp is that, and this is brought about by technology to a large extent, is that we have so much more access to more information than other than what they want to give us. So when people like Charlie tweet stuff like that, as Matthew says, it makes him look an idiot because so many other people know what's actually going on
yeah.
and aren't fooled by silly rhetoric like that. And politicians need to grasp that. They're not in control as much as they were because they can't control the channels of communication any longer because technology is bypassing them and we don't need them. Anyway, enough of that. I want to talk to you.
This is going
to
be really interesting today.
You've got to film yourself as well.
I've got to film myself
yeah.
and film you. And talk.
All at the same time. It's a good job you're a girl, because that means you can multitask.
I am a girl.
Yeah.
Just in case. Oh, thank you, Matty. He's going to... Are you ready for this? Oh, how cool is that? We get guests working.
Exactly.
I think we should, yeah.
Yeah.
Guests working.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the 97th time. The lovely Sarah Ann Lucas.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I am pretty good. I'm awesome.
Good. We've got you on here to talk about your new venture
yeah.
with the lovely Ali Harold, who we heard from
yeah.
earlier, and the enormously tall 5'1" Deborah Turner from U Image.
Yeah.
You guys together have got a new venture called
Release Your Brilliance.
Release Your Brilliance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, it came about with the power of us three. Basically, so I'm coming from an energy base. I get so many people saying to me, Bird, where do you get all your energy from? What do you do? Do you really do all those things that you've put in your book? Then we've got Ali, who is a professional speaking coach, mentor, who's got this wealth of knowledge of the voice. And it's even simple from standing up at a network meeting, just pitching. The amount of people that really stress, panic, hate that moment. And how do you pitch your business? And then you've got, well, what do I wear? And it just seemed the right thing to do for the three of us to come together and help you be the very best of peak performance in your business because you are your business.
Right. Interesting. Now, when Ali called in earlier, and I got all confused over who was calling me, but when Ali called in earlier, she was talking about the type of people that you're kind of focusing on here. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, we're not mucking around. This isn't a nice little business lunch. This isn't for you just to come along and meet people and go, oh, that was really nice. This is what we call an immersion program. So an immersion day.
You're going to drown people?
Well, yeah. Drown them in the knowledge. And here's the real key thing to action it. How many times, Jules, Matthew, how many times do we hear from people saying, oh, that was an amazing event? And then do nothing about it. They're all with a rah-rah. They're all with a yes, I've got to do this. Mm. And within 48 hours, you go back into your environment that doesn't think, feel, have this. I talked about it this morning on my Facebook Live. I don't know if you know, but I do Facebook Live.
We do.
I'm just saying.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, I know.
I am.
Thank you.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm normally out there before her. She does her Facebook Live while she's jogging in the woods around Hythe at about 6 a.m. And I've normally finished my jog by then.
Oh,
or not.
You make me chuckle.
Yeah.
But it's really important for people to know that it isn't just to come to this event and go, well, that was a really pretty nice day.
Mm.
I learned about this. This is a, you got to come to prepare to work. And we've gone really political on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a women's only and a men's only.
Right, okay.
On purpose.
Right.
Because I want to speak the language that the marketplace is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
and the two aren't crossing over at the minute.
Right.
So Ali, myself and Debs are really listening to the marketplace and going, right, what do you want? And we're gonna feed you with that knowledge base. So we're really excited about it.
And quite right too. And it's taking place at the Chilston Park Hotel, which
beautiful.
Is a lovely venue.
Yep.
I had a birthday there once.
Did you? Which one?
1066, that was.
Do you really want to know what birthday I had?
Yeah.
There? I had my 40th there.
No, you did not.
I did. Why?
Oh, it's just...
I did. I won a competition as well.
10 years ago.
That wasn't your jive competition.
No.
You won a jive competition.
Yeah, jive?
Oh, shut up.
He's a master. He's a master of jive.
I won a jive competition when I was 18. That was a long time ago. I won a clay pigeon shooting contest at Chilston Park.
We could jive at Linda's, couldn't we?
We could indeed, yeah.
Seeing you asked me to go there.
I'd rather shoot a real pigeon and have it in a pie than a clay
pigeon. Sure you would. Anyway, back to Bird.
Release your brilliance.
Yeah, because I'm fascinated by this. It's in a lovely location, Chilston Park, which is a great place. Now they've got electricity.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't have electricity there. But I want to kind of, I don't want to steal your thunder, and I don't want you to do the whole seminar while we're on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in the kind of things that you're looking at, because I really do empathise with what you're saying. As someone that's worked in that kind of field myself in the past, mm-hmm. you know, you tell people stuff and they'll go, oh, I love it, oh, I love it, and they send you loads of lovely messages and then do nothing and they carry on doing what they've always done and expecting a different result, which never happens. So what are some of the things that you're going to be looking at? What are some of the areas that you guys have identified that says, look, this needs to be addressed? These are the things that these women in business need to be thinking about.
Well, we're going to be talking about the things that let you down.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about things.
Underwear?
Yes. No. Oh. Seriously.
Wardrobe malfunction.
This is really an interesting thing. The men don't have to worry about this as they're speaking.
Oh, they do sometimes.
Women, it's really important that you dress underneath for the above layers.
Yes.
You know that Bird used to do a talk, do you wear matching underwear to Sainsbury's?
Yeah. It's really important.
Yeah, in case you get run over. Yeah. My mother always taught me the same, you know, always a clean pair of panties.
Well, how does it make you feel when you wear matching? Amazing.
Kind of, yeah.
It does, it makes a difference.
Yeah, maybe. What about you? Do you wear matching, Paul Andrews?
I do, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, my socks always match my pants.
But you don't wash your bedding, so I'm just wondering about your other stuff. Because he doesn't wash his bedding. He goes out and just buys new sheets.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to go through all that faff. I just throw them away and buy another
set. Because he doesn't live with his mum anymore. But I disagree about the... I think men have... I worked with a really, really charismatic chap. Really lovely, and I really liked him. He smelt of cigarettes, and he had like a really... I wanted to dust him off, you know, his jacket and that. Very handsome, nice guy, but he needed sorting out. Now I choose all my husband when he's gone on telly. I choose his ties, but they may be from TK Maxx. They're not expensive, but
makes a difference.
Good purple tie, good strong tie, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, no, we're not saying that. That the problem doesn't need to be addressed for either, just in a different language, in a different way it's delivered. And actually, we wanted to make it real so that both parties felt absolutely, I'm going to give this everything I've got and more.
So, let's come. So you're going to be talking about underwear, and you're still not going to let me come?
Not to that one, no. But you can come to the men's.
I don't want to come to the men's. I want to come and talk about your underwear. Anyway,
that's really lowered the tone.
Let's talk business.
I can't believe you said that.
Why?
You want to come and talk about underwear?
Their underwear, yeah. Why not?
Bird, don't stand for that.
You've got to know your market. If you don't know your market, you can't sell into it. That's the whole point. I need to know about this stuff.
Talking of underwear, I need to hook you up. There's a really lovely shop in Herne Bay, and that's Kenny Home Maintenance. That's not quite right. Landscape. But I met this lovely lady when I was having the colour herb put on my hair in Herne Bay. And she's Gardenia Lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Pauline Hughes. She's on Mortimer Street in Herne Bay, Bird. Maybe you could invite her along at some stage. And she's on 01227 742625. And Pauline Hughes, Gardenia Lingerie, for ladies who've maybe had breast cancer and things, but
it's
also
really important
for ladies who are wearing the wrong size bra, Paul Andrews.
Okay. Why are you talking to me about Bryce?
Talking about Victor's, though, my dad, just interrupting, my dad was a character.
I'm glad I invited you on.
He had a party piece at their parties they used to have, you know, in the days of Engelbert Humperdinck, all that. You're too young, Bird, but you'll remember Engelbert Humperdinck. And they used to have these amazing parties, my parents. And my dad was able to waltz with a lady and unclip her bra while he waltzed with her. It was his party piece.
Brilliant.
Which I thought was really incredible.
Probably illegal now.
Yeah. Until your mum killed him.
It was the days of Morecambe and Wise, yeah. Matthew.
I've lost the will to
live. I know,
now.
I can see.
I've just lost the will to live now.
So look, this is the bits that let you down. Yeah. It's the bits that we don't really talk about as speakers in business as well. And it's really important that we address it and we do it with respect and love for the absolute person that's in front of us. And like I said, it's an immersion program and we're going to start to use this language because people are saying to me, well, isn't that just this or isn't it a workshop? No, no, no. No, I really want you to get deep into it and you're going to be actioning stuff. You're going to be taking stuff away with you to actually put into your business every day.
Right.
So Ali's going to go through exercises that you do every day. It makes a difference. I'm going to go through stuff that create energy, what you do every day. Deb's going to go, this is what to wear every day. Because it's one of the biggest questions you get up in the morning and go, oh, what am I going to wear today? What is appropriate? Is there an appropriate point? For example, like myself, I would maybe be teaching energy and then I'm going to go on stage. Do I take that brand right the way through? So like today I've come in, you know, as myself, would I then go on stage and talk in this attire or not? And that's where we could really look at your business and say, yes, this is who I am.
So you're looking at the image that people put put across and the way that they come across to other people. Is there an element, though, and this is a bit of a rhetorical question because I think I probably know the answer, but is there an element, though, of making yourself feel good and getting yourself geared up for things? You know, because if you feel good about yourself, it's easier to go out there and sell and market or do whatever you do.
It's really simple, Mr. Andrews. You are your business.
Right.
So if you feel amazing, and that would be you have the confidence in the voice, in what you pitch for, in what you believe, and then you feel great, you've got this energy level that's at peak performance, and then you look great, then your business is going to have a peak performance in itself anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting you say about voice as well, isn't it? Because, again, a lot of people, we went through a long period in this country where there was a particular type of voice that you had to have, which was received pronunciation or BBC English.
Yeah.
And that was perceived to be the way that people spoke. We've now kind of come past that and we are quite happy with regional accents. But like you and I, you're a wench, I'm a Cockney.
Yeah.
But a lot of people still get hung up about how they speak and feel uncomfortable.
For sure.
But it isn't really about your accent or anything like that, is it? It's about your inner confidence with it.
Look, you're going to be standing in the arena. I say this all the time. You've got to, especially with, we talked about technology. We're now going into, I mean, we're on the radio now, thank goodness. We've got Faces for Radio, but we have got Facebook Live going now.
Sure.
We've got a media. So your business is a media. It's a media platform. Don't you want to feel great in that place? Regardless of, oh my gosh, my hair's not done. Or I mean, look, I've got no makeup on. I've got a cap on. And I absolutely love and breathe and live my business. That's what I do. But it takes that belief in yourself. It doesn't really matter whether you go, oh my God, I've got this great product, but you're your product. I'm not going to buy from you unless I hear and feel and see that that product is the business.
Yep, absolutely. No, absolutely.
And we're not taking this serious enough. I don't believe people are absolutely going, well, I prioritise. For example, yesterday, 6:30 in the morning, what would you do?
Me?
Yeah. So I get a phone call from BBC Radio Kent. Hello. And they went, Burke.
In fact, they don't speak like that.
They don't. No, they didn't. But I just thought I'd do it, Jules, anyway. I think I'd be rather good on BBC Radio. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
This is the conversation.
But you can't say anything on there, because when I was on there, I wasn't allowed to say, I love Manston. You know, you're not allowed to say
anything. Or you love Kent.
I love Manston.
She saves it all up and comes on here and does it instead.
So I just think I was ready to step into that point where they went, Brad, could you come on and speak about, the mail has just got this. So I already was living and breathing. And that's what it's our priority. It's our duty to put health into our bodies. It's our duty to absolutely be the business that we say we are.
If you don't look after your body, where will you live, Bird?
I don't know.
Exactly. Only home.
Interestingly, do you know Scott Adams, who's the guy that writes the Dilbert column? You know Dilbert, the cartoon? Scott has
We've all gone quiet. Do you know, Matthew?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. What's it in? Give us a clue.
It's in over 12,000 newspapers across the world.
Then yes.
Yeah,
Dilbert, I'm going to Google it then.
Yeah, Dilbert, it's a cartoon, you know, like Charlie Brown or whatever.
Yeah.
But it all takes place in a corporate cubicle farm. And it is hilarious because he just nails so many things about the world of work. But Scott Adams himself, who's got that draws and writes the column, he's got a thing about work in which he says you can't be any good at your job until you've addressed your diet and your exercise.
And also, how can you influence the marketplace? How can you influence as a business when you can't even influence yourself or lead yourself or influence your family or influence your community? That's why I love what you're doing, Matthew. You're influencing, you're absolutely stirring up an energy regardless.
Oh, he's a stirrer.
Yeah, regardless, actually, whether I believe or not, we actually magnetize to you because we're like, wow. Well, you believe in something. I've been speaking, so the last week I've been with 13 to 17-year-olds. I was in Southend last week talking where...
Southend.
She's
from Essex.
Really?
Yeah. I am, yes.
You can't say Southend without going Southend, can you?
That's where I used to go to my...
South London, so...
Yeah.
That's where I used to go to my discos, but...
Yeah. So I was talking to 13 to 17-year-olds, and yesterday I was with Ross, so Ross from here... Ross Sutherland, he asked me to go in and speak to some 13 to 17-year-olds in the Prince's Trust. I went in there, and we were allowed to mention the Prince's Trust.
Yeah.
Do you remember we weren't allowed to mention the Prince's Trust at one point? It's very funny.
Why?
It was just we had a few things. It was very funny, wasn't it? Anyway, so that's Kent County Council, Canterbury Council. Who else now?
Herne Bay.
Everybody.
Shepway.
Excellent. I'm loving today's programme.
Rolf Harris.
And here was the interesting thing. And when I said to these guys, hey, what do you believe? Everybody answered this. I don't know. So I left them go with that pause. I left them go with just those words. And then actually they started to go, okay, what do I believe? So we're really going to dig deep on that day and go, what do you believe? So it's for the people who really want to make a difference, who actually are prepared to go into that pain a little bit, that resistance of, oh my God, they're really going to take me into my business, into myself, and come out absolutely ready to make a massive impact into their business. It's not for you to come if you're like, I don't know if I should or shouldn't. Please don't come. And be really honest, because you've got to come ready to make some massive shift in yourself.
We could talk about it forever, but we've run out of time. So tell us when it is, how that those people that really want to come are really going to do it.
It's the 4th of May. See what we've done there?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we wanted that extra bit of energy and force. Yeah. So it's gone to our World Wide Web, which is releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk. It's a one-page thing. We're not mucking around. It's like, go and book it. I'm not going to give you all fandangle. We did a really great video yesterday. There's no singing whistles and everything going off. We want to get you straight in doing the work. So releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk or release your brilliance on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our Twitter.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
It's going to be a massive success, I know.
Yeah.
And once you've done it, you're going to come back and tell us. Do you know when you're going to do the blokes ones yet?
We're going to do it in June. Okay. Then we're going to do one in London.
Paul could come on and do a fabulous wardrobe malfunction. I'll work with you on that.
And you can come on as a star so he can get his underwear
lined up in time.
No, exactly. He could do a spoof one. It would be great because you love that sort of thing. We could get a proper spoof one.
But you've got a great wardrobe.
Yeah,
I have.
You always look beautiful, doesn't he, with his kerchiefs?
Well, you've had your image done, haven't you?
I did.
Did you have your colours done?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, autumn.
because we had to get him out of the navy blue shirt. He had how many navy blue shirts?
The lady that came and organised my wardrobe and my image discovered I had 65 blue shirts in my wardrobe. I like blue shirts. What's wrong with that?
So you culled a few. But I love all your little waistcoats and your scarves and all that.
But here's the interesting thing. And Debs is actually going to challenge that norm. Mm. So she's going to say, yeah, it's all great to be winter, summer, spring, and that's the only colour. She's going to say, no.
Yeah.
Actually, it's what you like to wear
exactly.
as well.
Yeah.
I was gutted I was winter. Yeah. I can wear strong colours. I wanted to wear pretty pinks and lemons. Apparently, I'm not allowed to wear that.
See, I think you would look great in pastels.
So
like
do
pinks
I.
And lemons.
But they told me no, Jules.
I hate the image consultant where they just make you, they put a scarf round your neck. I have a real fear of that.
So Debs isn't
those
that.
Scarves that they make women wear.
Yes.
What's that about?
Debs isn't that. So that's why we are so out there different.
That's why I've never had my image.
Release
done.
Your brilliance,
I'll
Jules.
I'll see Debs.
No, come to our event.
I will.
You'd love
it's
it.
The day before my new
if I can ever get
birthday.
A word in edgewise, yeah. Between you two.
I can feel another show coming on.
Can I just say, I've been really quiet today.
Yeah,
I've been so
well.
Respectful, haven't
yeah.
I?
Well, that's because Jules is on and no one can get a word in edgewise when she's
how
on.
How rude. We were listening, we were awestruck with Matthew. You when he was
yeah
talking.
He's got some great fans only, now Mr.
Yeah,
Andrews
exactly.
It's only you I interrupt
oh right okay
when I'm bored
anyway shut up
releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk
yeah so good luck
fourth of May thank
good,
you
good,
Chilston.
Good luck with that. You're going to come back and tell us how it went obviously
sure. I'm here every week Paul.
Yeah of course you are
just in case you forgot
yeah and on Wednesdays if you want to hear Bird on Wednesday
oh I thought you were Thursdays
has... no Wednesday 1 till 2 the conversation we have Miriam McGurk on tomorrow
oh
yeah
fantastic
fabulous author.
The author, Miriam McGurk. So, great stuff. Good. But thank you for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, as you're going to... Anyway.
I've got no choice.
You got no choice.
And by the way, Paul Andrews, I've tweeted you a Dilbert comic strip
did
for you. Yes, I found him. It looks
you.
Good, but I've never actually seen that.
Have you not? It's really
Fred
funny.
Fred Bassett, I've seen.
No, it's really funny, Dilbert. Really funny. If you've ever worked in a corporate setting, it just hits the button every time.
I just want to keep you talking now, because we've got no idea of the time, Jules, have we?
No.
And normally I am, so I can see where he is, but
well,
he's...
We're fast running out of time, and we've still got this next.
Let's annoy him.
What have you got there?
Save the date. Talking of spring colours, spring has sprung, and with Easter just around the corner, bunnies hopping and things like that, they've decided to hold the next curry and beer networking night on Thursday, April the 13th at 6:30. Please book your place at the April curry and beer night. Simply Cain, C-A-I-N, and A-N-D, beer.co.uk.
Fantastic. Do you know what time it is now?
FSP time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time when we read the Federation of Small Business News Update. Happening over the next 2 months or so, on the 7th of April, this is a slope-off Friday lunch at the Royal Harbour Hotel. I'm gonna flash through these. All the stuff for booking this can be found on the Kent Business Radio website under the FSB tab, and you can book all of these and find out all the details here. So 7th of April, slope-off Friday lunch at the Royal Harbour Hotel, Ramsgate. It says 2 p.m, but of course, as we know, that goes on until 2 a.m. as well. On the 19th of April is the FSB Connect meeting at Tenterton Network, and the guest speaker is David Taylor, and that's taking place at the Secret Pantry, which is a restaurant in the High Street, mm-hmm. 100 the High Street.
Lovely.
On the 10th of May is the Kent Vision Live exhibition at the County Showground, and the FSB are headline sponsors of that and also are going to be there, obviously.
That's a great exhibition.
Yeah. On the 11th of May is the Women in Business Brunch in Sevenoaks. On the 17th of May, we're back in Tenterton for Tenterton Networking at the Secret Pantry. On the 18th of May is the Women in Business Golf Taster Session at the Tudor Marriott Hotel. That's at Bearsted, just outside Maidstone. On the 27th of June is the FSB Women in Enterprise, Essential Business Tools to Untap Your Potential. And then on June the 30th is Inspire the Next Generation. And that's an Eventbrite effort that's happening on the 30th of June. As
so
I say,
much.
You can find out all the details and book your places on any of those by going to the Kent Business Radio website.
So much going on in Kent, the Garden of England. Business rates in force. The FSB are saying the revaluation of business rates has now come into force. And to coincide, they've updated their guidance on what this means for small businesses in England. The new note provides information on reliefs available, how to appeal your rates and guidance on choosing a ratings surveyor. The new guidance can be found on the fsb.org.uk website. Wilmington, ready to pass on your business advice. Could you inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs? Perhaps you've thought about hiring an apprentice, but you're not sure if young people have the skills you need for business. Get involved now if you have the chance. This fourth FSB Skills 3030 event will give you the chance to forge strong links with a local school and share your experience of running a business and meet potential young employers. Who should come? So they say business owners, business managers, employers, HR managers and recruitment company owners. It's at the Wilmington Academy in Common Lane, Wilmington, Dartford, on Friday the 30th of June, 10 till 1 o'clock. Details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/ and Wilmington.
Absolutely. And just to let you know, we normally take 30 businesses with us. We only have 10 places left. So do come along if you'd like to, because that would be great. Talking about things like that, Childcare Choices website. You can now pre-register for the government's new childcare offers with the launch of a new Childcare Choices government website on April 28th. The government will be introducing the tax-free childcare scheme for parents of the youngest children and will be gradually rolled out for all parents through 2017. Tax-free childcare will replace childcare vouchers and provide tax relief for both employees and, for the first time, the self-employed. You can find out all about it by going to childcarechoices.gov.uk.
Get in, go far with apprenticeships.
Get in.
Oh, yeah, I should have said that.
Get in.
Go far.
Go far, get in.
Do you have to do that with your fists as
well? Get in.
Yeah. FSP is backing the latest phase of the government's, did you write this, of the government's get in, go far with a fist pump campaign to, it's going to be a sore throat, campaign to promote apprenticeships to small businesses. Apprenticeships and Skills Minister Robert Halfen has written a blog exclusively for First Voice, encouraging more small businesses to hire an apprentice. National Chairman Mike Cherry was also quoted in the Department for Education's press release. You can also watch a short film with the FSB's Apprenticeships and Skills Chair, Anthony Impey, on his experience of hiring an apprentice.
The water market is now open.
Where's that?
No. It's not a place.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you. The water market opens for business customers in England. This means you can now choose who supplies your water, who supplies your waste services and surface drainage. You can know your options by visiting the Open Water website. There's no rush to switch and your current supplier will continue as normal. But we believe competition will drive up services and standards in the water market. The industry consumer body, Consumer Council for Water, provide advice and support to small businesses, including those that have been unable to resolve complaints with their new water retailer. If you're interested in switching, FSB Energy will be offering competitive water supply services from early April. So they've opened up the market in water supply to wholesalers.
That's
basically
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Annie Pete, FSB Education and Skills Policy Advisor, is a guest contributor in an apprenticeships and small business webinar on apprenticeships and small businesses. Kelsey's there. The webinar, hosted by Pearson, will take place on Tuesday the 28th of March. Has that gone?
That's gone.
I won't bother with that one. Yeah. Last but not least, the Trailblazer Apprenticeship Development Bookkeeper and Small Business Financial Administrator. There's an employer group led by the FSB member Malcolm Trotter and the FSB financial director Janet Jack is currently developing two proposed new apprenticeships with working titles of bookkeeper and small business financial administrator. As the employer group moves into the final period of its work, 3 to 6 months, it needs to add further small businesses to its membership. This is a real opportunity to help make these apprenticeships what firms really want. The International Association of Bookkeepers, known as the IAB, is based in Kent and it's providing project support to the employer group. Please immediately contact Malcolm at iab.org.uk, and should you or your business wish to join in, you can find the FSB on Kent Business Radio.
Thank you. Are you a Swanley-based business? Seven Oaks Borough Council are conducting research into demand for a new work hub on Swanley High Street. Work hubs are a new kind of workplace that offers not only small offices but membership access, giving people their own club to use as an alternative to working from home when they want to. If you'd like to contribute to a survey on whether you think this is efficacious or not, the survey can be found at surveymonkey.co.uk/Swanley Work Hub. So do have a check that out. But, you know, it's a bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it? Community workspaces are the future. And that kind of brings us to the end.
Well, don't forget Fruitworks, of course. They did give me a lovely tweet.
Channel Radio News Update. That brings us to the end of our FSB News Update and on to Fruitworks.
Fruitworks in Canterbury have a beautiful coffee, cafe and hot desking place with a hub of excitement and lovely men and women all frolicking.
They frolic through the meadows.
So check it out. I know Martin White's already checked it out.
They have a free offer. On the 10th of April, you can have a 3 days hot desking so that you can have a tour of the facilities, see what's there, and get a free day to see if you'd like
hot desking. I think I should do that, because you know my new husband's taken over my office.
You'd be better off at Fruitworks, you know.
I would.
And it's incredibly cost effective.
And Garage Coffee.
There's a coffee shop on site now, espresso bar and barista training hub.
I saw some little croissants in the background there as well.
And brownies and all kinds. Yep, no, it's going well.
We have no in studio clock. I've no idea how long we've got.
About 7 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We ought to get a studio clock. If anybody would like to donate.
No, the last thing I want is you organising my timing. If I've had enough of you, I want to make sure I get rid of you. You don't need to know the time. You can do one more email.
I haven't got any more because I am very diligent. You can pass me one if you want.
No, I'll read one of mine then. It's coming up shortly. It's here soon. It's the Seven Oaks Business Show. On Friday the 28th of April from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Stag Plaza, which is the London Road, Seven Oaks. There's business networking, presentations and exhibits. It's free entry and the first 100 visitors get a free goodie bag.
Ooh.
So do check that out. It's a brilliant event. I shall be there. I shall be there with an outside broadcast team from the Business Bunker Radio Show. We will be interviewing sponsors, stallholders and various guests at the event. I've been for the last couple of years. It's a brilliant little event. It really is lovely. At the Stag Plaza in London Road, Seven Oaks, on the 28th of April. Do get there.
One thing this show has taught me today is how many events are going on in Kent. It's incredible. Yep. Well done.
Well, here's another one. You'll like this.
I will.
Daniel San Giuseppe. This is...
my favourite Italian.
It's the Mowbray Murders present the Death Factor. You know, like the X Factor, it's the Death Factor. Join us for an evening of murder mystery. Tickets include a three-course dinner with coffee, a rip-roaring reality TV-themed murder mystery night. It's taking place at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. That's in the New Dover Road, Canterbury. It's only £35 a ticket. It's on the 27th of April. And you can book your place by going to the website, which is bw-abbotsbartonhotel.co.uk, or you can email events@abbotsbartonhotel.com. That's the Death Factor, the rip-roaring reality TV-themed murder mystery night on the 27th of April.
It's a great venue, and I had I was given a tour of their new spa that they're opening there. Daniel, very exciting.
Cool. Well, we're at the end of another show. I just want to tell you what's coming up for the rest of today on Channel Radio and to give you a bit of news. We normally tell you about the New Potato Show, but the New Potato Show has moved. It's moved to a new time slot, which is now 5 p.m. on a Sunday evening, where you can listen to 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music. And so that is Sundays now. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today... At 4 o'clock, we have Natalie Benaig with the Kent Creative Show. And on today's show, they're talking about journalism and local newspapers with Alexandra Campbell, who's a journalist, author and blogger. And she blogs on The Middle-Sized Garden. Christine Rayner, who's a journalist, former editor of four local newspapers here in Kent.
I know her well.
And he's now a freelance writer and editor of Bygone Kent.
Yep.
And Mike Pearce, who's the former editor of the Isle of Thanet Gazette.
Well, Christine Rayner is a hoot, and I've been round to her house many a time in Faversham, and she's done some work for me. She's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, from the days of John Nurden and...
Absolutely. So listen in at 4 p.m. on channelradio.co.uk to that. That's the Kent Creative Show. Then at 5 o'clock on the Craig Avery Show, he's got a packed show tonight with some really fabulous guests. There's the world premiere of the new Jerry Hull single. Jerry Hull is a blues performer, and it's... a premiere, it's a first, it's never been played anywhere else. It's on Channel Radio at 5 p.m. Also on Craig's show tonight is English musician and drummer John Steele. John is probably known to some of you from the 60s band The Animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he'll share his story and music along with updates of his coming events. And he's also, Craig is also joined tonight by Emmy-nominated filmmaker Kelly Schwartz and retired chief hospital corpsman from the United States Navy, now actor Michael Montero. Kelly and Michael will share their story as well as discussing their newly released film, Alien Domicile. So that's on the Craig Avery Show from 5 till 7 tonight.
Don't miss it.
Absolutely. And then replacing the New Potato Show at 7 p.m, we have a whole new show, which is Rockabilly. And that's presented by Joe.
I love Rockabilly.
Yeah.
See, you could jive to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joe will be presenting the Rockabilly Show from 7 till 9. And then at 9 o'clock we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Ballet, which is a show about 1960s music.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And then, of course, as always, on Channel Radio, we finish up on Tuesday night with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So that brings us to the end of the show. I'd like to say a huge thank you to our guests, Matthew and Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us. And to my co-host, Jules. We'll be back with another show next week on the Business Bunker Show. Have a great week, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.